Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. On June 12, 1948, President Truman signed into law the Women's Armed Services Integration Act, making it possible for women to serve as regular service members. Before that, women could serve during wartime in auxiliary corps, such as the Navy's WAVES, Women Accepted for Military Service, and the Army's WACS, Women's Auxiliary Army Corps. This law also allowed women to serve in all branches of the military. So women have been serving in the U.S. military more than seven decades. How have their opportunities and challenges changed? What are the after effects of military service? This morning, we'll hear from two women about their service and its impacts. Laverne Harmon is Program Manager for Vocational Rehabilitation Services at the Veterans Administration Maryland Healthcare System. Laverne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
You served in the U.S. Army 24 years. Why did you decide to join the military?
Well, initially, I joined the Army Reserves for financial reasons. I wanted to continue my education, and back then, college wasn't free. So I saw the be-all that you can be commercials, and I decided to enlist. After serving in reserves for over a year, I realized the importance of serving my country, and I wanted to be a part of something larger than myself. So I enlisted for active duty.
So tell me more about that sense you had of why you wanted to do it full time.
Well, after going through basic training and working with my different comrades, we all had the same shared values of our democracy and protecting our country and protecting our family. And I really connected to that.
What kinds of opportunities did military service open for you?
So I was able to get education benefits, which enabled me to get both my bachelor's and master's degree. I had skills that transferred to civilian life, plenty of experience, and a salary and promotions based on merit.
Tell me about the skills you're talking about. What did the Army train you to do?
So I first learned psychiatric work. So I served as a psychiatric specialist, but a lot of the skills that you gain from the military are leadership, communications, working with teams, and also working with diverse populations.
Psychiatric services, what did that mean?
So I was helping other service members who had mental health issues. So I learned how to help them gain a better sense of their mental health and to be able to return to duty.
And you were also able to travel.
Yes, I was. I was able to go to places like Hawaii, and it was hard. and I was in Germany when the Berlin Wall came down. Also Korea and, you know, a number of places.
What did you get from those experiences?
When I was in Hawaii, I was able to have my grandfather, who was a World War II veteran, come and visit Pearl Harbor. And when I was in Germany, I actually met my husband, and we've been married for more than 23 years.
You met your husband through your military service.
Yes.
You are still closely connected to other veterans today in your work in vocational rehabilitation. We spoke to you last fall about part of that work, the VA's Farm Training Program. What does vocational rehabilitation entail? What kinds of jobs do you place veterans in?
So for vocational rehabilitation, we have what we call our compensated work therapy program, and I help veterans reintegrate into the community by providing support to address their mental health needs, improve work skills, and remove barriers that could help them transition from military to jobs of their choice and improve quality of life. So it's all individualized. We help veterans get jobs from food service to marketing to farming. So it's whatever matches their skills and preferences.
Who are you typically serving? Describe what the demographics are.
So the majority of the veterans that come through our program are male. We are having an increase of female veterans over, I would say, the last few years. The age averages between 55 and 65, although we do have younger veterans that are coming in. And because my program falls under mental health, our veterans may be challenged with a variety of mental health disorders.
What are some of the challenges women veterans can face during their transition out of service?
Well, being in the military, you have a whole different culture with shared values, and coming into civilian life, it may not be exactly the same. The way that you deal with civilians, the way that you deal with your military is more straightforward, cut and dry, and it's more personal, I think, in a sense with civilians.
How do you think attitudes about women who serve in the military have changed over time?
Well, when I served, working alongside other service members, there may have been many who were unsupportive of women in the military, and I definitely think that has changed. I see women doing more jobs and closer to combat now more than ever. And I believe now there's equal care for the veterans in the military. And I believe that there's an acceptance, a better acceptance than in the past.
Are women veterans reluctant to seek services from the VA?
I think women tend to be so self-reliant that they feel they can handle the challenges on their own, or that other people may require the services more than they do. So they tend to just go out and find jobs and get services, or even put off services. But now I believe that is changing as women veterans hear more and more of what's offered at the VA.
So do you have a message to your fellow women veterans on Women Veterans Day?
Yes, I would say, you know, within the Department of Veterans Affairs, where they hire many veterans, I see more women veterans in leadership positions, and that's encouraging to other women to come to the VA Health Center for services and employment. You can come and work with someone who understands what you've gone through and who you can relate to, and we would share that special connection.
Laverne Harmon is Program Manager for Vocational Rehabilitation Services at the Veterans Administration Maryland Healthcare System. She served 24 years in the U.S. Army. Thanks for talking to us, Laverne.
Thank you for having me.
This is On the Record on WIP. I'm Sheila Cast. We're hearing today from women veterans about their service, their accomplishments, and their struggles. Joining us now is Devaki Leonard. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You enlisted in the Army right out of high school. What motivated you?
What motivated me, originally I was a recruiter, came to a high school when I was about 15. I think it was my 10th grade year. And then I lost my dad 2 weeks before I graduated from high school. So I really just wanted to kind of get away at that time.
So after completing basic training and some advanced training, you suffered a serious injury that forced you to leave the Army. What happened?
So I ended up fracturing my pelvic bone from left to right, and I also fractured my right foot from the middle all the way up to my four smaller toes.
How did you do that?
According to the doctor that seen me that did the bone scan, he stated that because I'm flat-footed, I should have never been approved to go into the military. So that was one. And he said, just by me having flat feet, just the impact of the physical training in the military could have fractured that.
So it was your injury was directly related to training.
Yes, directly related to training.
And you had to leave the Army. Having your service cut short like that, how did that affect you mentally?
I was extremely depressed when I came home. It took a long time, I'm going to say a long time, maybe even years, to kind of bounce back, you know, with the disappointment and just feeling like a failure. You know, when I came home, I was, I guess you could say, a little ashamed. And I actually was in my room for a couple months. And I remember actually nailing a blanket to my window so I could just be in complete darkness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the VA help with that?
At the time, I don't think I was in touch with them right away until I had to go back to for them to look at my pelvic fracture. And it maybe took about 6 months after that that I discussed it with Women's Health. And Women's Health actually played a very big role in a lot of things that I was able to accomplish with the Veterans Administration going forward and to this day. So they actually did a referral for me to the mental health clinic at the Veterans Administration about my depression.
Over the years, you have stayed connected to the VA. Some of those contacts were the support you got when you were experiencing homelessness. Tell us about that.
I was maybe a couple years afterwards, I was kind of bouncing house to house because the depression was affecting my lifestyle. And I'm going to say once again, I was sharing that information with the Women's Health Clinic because they usually do an assessment at each visit when you go in for Women's Health. And she said, well, you know, I would like to refer you to HUD-VASH. And at HUD-VASH, they put me in touch with HUD-VASH. They did a thorough interview.
And HUD-VASH, it's a collaboration between the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Veterans Affairs. It combines housing vouchers with supportive services to help veterans find and sustain permanent housing.
And they usually suffer from a mental health diagnosis or either a substance use diagnosis, but they were able to provide me with housing to make sure I had permanent housing.
And there was another program that helped you maintain your housing, Supportive Services for Veterans Families. Under the SSVF program, the VA partners with nonprofits, in your case, Project Place, to offer both financial support and case management.
Yes, that's correct.
So how did this help your family?
This helped my family in a particular way because I currently have two young children. One is age 11 and the other one is 8. They both have special needs, and with them having special needs, my workday does not look like your typical parent's workday. So I am currently working part-time for an agency that actually helps other family members that have children with behavioral health and mental health needs. So with that being said, I'm not always able to provide financially, and that became an extreme stressor and also caused a lot of anxiety, for me being a single mom, worrying about, how can I take care of children with special needs when some of their needs are, take us well outside of our financial, what I make financially part-time. And so Project Place came into play to kind of help me get back on track. And they're there now as well to this day. And they always check in. I can tell you that they check in at least twice a month to say, hey, Miss Leonard, how's everything going? How's the boys going? Is everything going well in your home? They've provided us with a Thanksgiving dinner. They've also assisted with me with Christmas gifts for my children, a weighted blanket for my child that has autism to help with, some of those sensory features that he has. So it's been really good. I'm getting a little emotional just thinking about how they've been such a blessing in our life. And last year, my car broke down. I was having engine problems, and both of my children had three appointments a week, Monday through Wednesday, that they had to be at because of their special needs. And I had no idea of how I was going to get them there because one is an eloper. So it's a safety risk to try to catch public transportation. And if he gets too anxious, he may go into crisis on top of having a younger one that has his own deficits as well. And they were able to assist me and my family with getting a new vehicle. So that was a blessing so that I was able to get them back and forth to their appointments.
So in addition to those check-ins from Project Place, how do you stay connected to other veterans?
Through the VA, when they were helping me with like my depression and anxiety, I actually attended groups there. And I met other veterans, some of the younger veterans that are just coming out of the service and also older veterans that are Vietnam veterans. And the VA offer programs where as though we could have socialization, like they would pay for us to go to baseball games together. We did plays together. Sometimes we had inner office things like maybe meal time together. And then sometimes we would just carpool and go out to lunch together. And then currently now I keep in touch with a lot of my veteran friends through Facebook. And, you know, we'll just check in. And every now and then, sometimes we text each other and we're all across the state, the United States. And we're just checking, hey, how's it going? You know, how's your mental health with, you know, with COVID? Are you getting the help that you need? Or, hey, I heard about this resource. Maybe you and your family can use it. So, and then with the work that I do, I also come across other veteran families that have young children with special needs. And so then I'm able to share those resources that I've been offered to those veterans as well.
Devaki, do you have a message to other women veterans?
I would say that we have a voice, you know, in the service. You do not have to feel like you're less because you're a woman. We're just as strong and our voice is mighty. And if you need help, you know, don't be afraid to reach out because you're a woman. Because sometimes as a woman, we think in the military, you sometimes feel like you have to prove something because, you know, by nature, a male is stronger than us. But we have to remember that we have that emotional and physical, we have our own emotional and physical strength, and that they're just as a great of a soldier as any male veteran.
Devaki, I appreciate your talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Sheila.
Devaki Leonard is a U.S. Army veteran. Earlier, we spoke with Laverne Harmon, a veteran who's now program manager for vocational rehabilitation services at the Veterans Administration Maryland Healthcare System. Tomorrow, June 12th, is celebrated in some states as Women Veterans Day. This is On the Record. Quick break now, and then a Stoop story about starting over. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.